Hello, this is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and we're on the air. Tonight we have a new star guest host. Her name is Sharon. Hello, Sharon, you're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, everyone else.
It's nice to get to know you. Your Medicine Walker's friend, who is she's an avid guest host on the air with us, and it's going to be a pleasure to get to know you. She hasn't told me anything about you except for that you do angel card readings and angel readings, and that you're very gifted. And she just, you know, told me a little bit about you. But how about telling the active listening audience somewhat about what you are all about and where you're from, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I am a psychic medium and a spiritual guidance, and I do energetic healings. I also do a unique thing called a name art drawing, which is based on the vibrations and the tones in the name, and it relays a message to, many messages, in fact, to the person that it's for, and it becomes a tool for them to use for meditation or to build up their own intuitive side of themselves. And I do archangel cards. I call in the angels a lot, but I don't, you know, work with the other cards as much anymore. I'm an intuitive, so I do it basically on what I feel and what I sense. So I see, hear, know kind of aspects.
Oh, that is wonderful. How long have you been into your gifts?
About the last 6-7 years.
That's awesome. You have a caller. Would you like for us to answer it?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Well, it must have dropped off. Okay. Well, do you have clients that come to you, or do you go to them? Do you work on the internet, or?
All the above. So right now I've been doing a lot of traveling in Michigan, which is where I'm from, and so I go to them. They come to me. I do a lot of work on the phone, and I do work on the Internet.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's what it's all about, is giving out, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Just automatically connect to the people? Do you do some meditations beforehand, or do you just walk right into it, or?
I do my meditations early in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I find that then I'm just guided by spirit throughout the day to wherever I need to be, to whoever I need to talk to do whatever I need to do. So I don't do the meditation with the client. I do it in my own time, so to speak, long before I even meet up with the client.
Yes, your energy is very high and light. You have a very good feeling about you to me. Now, I've never met you before. Just very enlightening, and it just feels very calming and peaceful.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Right before you got on the phone, it's really odd that I was reading something to Kimberly, Medicine Walker, where when I had had my heart
surgery.
Hello,
sister.
Huh?
Hello, sister.
Are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello there. I didn't hear you come in.
Yeah, they
that's why
know.
You're so quiet.
I kind of snuck in between.
Oh.
Good evening to both of you. Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
Sharon, Medicine Walker's on the line.
Yes, I'm barely hearing you, Kim, though.
Can you speak up, Kimberly?
Sure.
Okay, that's better.
Hi, Sharon. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just wanted to give you a quick call and tell you both hello and wish you well. And so, Kathy, I hope you enjoy talking with Sharon. She's a very gifted reader, and she's a very wonderful friend, and I consider her a sister. So
Oh, that's great. I appreciate you introducing us. This is it's just such a treat. It's always great to have new sisters along the way.
Well, I think you guys have a lot in common, and you'll have a lot to talk about. So blessings, and I'm going to listen to you and holler if you need something. Love you both.
I love you too, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. I thought we had a caller, but I wasn't sure. She just said that.
Backdoor specials that are always the ones that knock us for a loop, but yet at the same time, they just amaze us.
I know. She's so great. She's just, she's such a good teacher. And, that, you know, and then when the student is ready, the teacher appears, so the teacher becomes the student.
Oh, that is so true. That is so
true. Yeah. Well, what would you like to do for the show?
Well, I could do a variety of things. Kathy, if you like, I could even do a sample read with you.
Sure.
And we could show everybody kind of how it works, if you're all right with that.
Okay, and then we'll get some call-in numbers, and then you can take it from there. How's that?
All right. Well, that sounds awesome.
Okay.
I need to know if you do your name with a C or with a K.
It's a C.
Okay. So I'm going to do your name. You're right online here.
Okay.
And we're going to see what it says. Now, I used to tell people that these are good for like about 3-4 months. And that's because I'm a strong believer in free will and that we have the right to change, you know, whatever we want to. So if I see somebody with a rough path coming up, then I'll tell them, you know, there are ways that you can look at this, okay? You can look at it as you're paving the way for the future and you know what it is. There, a lot of that stuff you might be able to clear up pretty easily, though, so that's why we're walking the process. And so that as we do it, I've actually seen the name art totally change and transform because, if you will, we've cleared it with our thoughts. And it's important that we recognize and remember that our thoughts are what dictate our future, what bring it in to be what we want. And we need to be conscious of the things called fears and limitations that we bring into our lives that very much stop us from the very things that we say that we want. So once we identify the limitations and the fears, we can usually, you know, pave back or peel back the layers so that we can go on in a much smoother way without so much conflict ridden stuff. We've got people in Michigan right now going crazy with the lack of jobs and now they're talking about the weather and people maybe having no power and stuff. And so people are freaking out, and it's just before Christmas, and what are we going to do? Instead of just saying, you know, let me calm down. What do I have to be grateful for today? Where are my limits? What am I afraid of? And then when we face the fear, we've already pretty well conquered the lesson. We just had to face it. Because the worst thing about anything is facing the fear. And once we face the fear, then we let go and we're letting God. We're surrendering to the higher power to be able to move us through and to take us where we need to be and not where we demand that we should be. And I know I've had a lot of these wonderful lessons. I call them uncle lessons when the arm goes up in your back and you go, my God, I have to do the surrender now. And then once you surrender, you realize it's okay. You're going to get to breathe. And you didn't lose, and actually you won big. You just had to give up the idea that it wasn't you that dictated it, but that you allowed God or Creator to come and work through you to move you on in your path. So as I look at yours, Kath, what's interesting is that you have a main question that's out on the board, okay, and that you've been thinking about. And the answer is yes, but you're not going to see it come into that yes mode till like January, almost mid-January. And at that point, you're just going to go, I've been looking for the truth in this. I've been looking for this answer, and the answer is yes, okay? So you already have the answer to the dilemma or the situation that you're going through, but you're not going to see the reality of it till like mid-January. There's also like half a heart here. You actually have half a heart in your first name, Kathy, which is really interesting. And so it talks about some things that you're healing of, some things that you're taking care of, and there's like a new bridge of understanding that comes in late January going into February so that is going to shoot you ahead in a whole different way than where you've been at. And because there's actually an arrow that comes out of the heart, half a heart here. It
wow.
talks about the fact that there's a line that goes down in this heart. But what's interesting is that it's not like a divider. It's just kind of like amending, like you're going to be able to let things go that you've been holding on to that hard to let go of. And it's like you've been working a lot on it because it's all open. On the left side of the heart, it's all open, and it's just saying, I'm doing a lot of work, and you're letting go of things, like, massively lately. And it's saying it's still going to happen until, like, January. And in January, then you're going to start seeing the shift, and you're going to see that there's just so much has been mended and so much has been cleared that the little bit that you have two windows there. So it talks about two windows of opportunity, and there's a window of hope there, and that arrow is going to help you shoot ahead. It's almost like one of those guns with the arrow that comes out of it, that shoots out, and is going to help you to nail what you want down in the future, okay? And
uh-huh.
So those windows of hope and opportunity come in February, but the arrow's going to shoot it ahead in time, and it feels like it's a few months down the line, but it's a high, it goes very high, so understand that this is very much spiritually guided, and you will be shoved way ahead of where you want to be in the future, meaning that you're going to look at it like you're pretty logical in your sequencing and how things happen. And this is going to help you boost it up and move it forward effortlessly because all the work will have been done on higher planes, and by the time it gets down to the physical plane, it's just going to be like smooth walking. You're a little trepid. I'm trying to get the right word here. You're a little concerned about walking into next year and what it's going to hold. And I just want to tell you that it's okay to take those baby steps, and it's okay not to walk in sure in January. I don't think too many people are walking into January this year going, yes, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I think we're all walking in going, peeking around the door going, is it safe to come out now? And I kind of see you doing that same thing, except that you're one of those brave ones that puts a chest out and says, I'm going to go through this anyway. And you're going to come through that door, and you have like a shield in front of you like you're just going to plow it down. But you're going to take those firm steps, but they're going to be tenuous, but they end up being firm as you walk through. The first couple of weeks of January, I would just say to be more cautious and careful about what you're doing and how you're going to do things. Really plan things well and be, they're saying the word creative to me, so be creative, but also be realistic. The same, be realistic with your workload, what you can truly handle. So don't say it's the beginning of the year and let me plan for the next year all right now, but rather just kind of look at it and say, what do I need to do for the next couple of weeks? Because you're going to have, you're still finishing up on that mending of that heart or that letting go time that you've done so much of. And it's going to be a time that's going to be needed to get your resources built back up and to get ready to face the wind of obstacles and stuff that you have going on next year. And it goes back to what I originally started to say about when a name art reading is done, that we can pave the way with our thoughts, and it's about paying attention to the limitations and the fears that we have, and that's going to create the way and smooth it down, and that's what that arrow does so great for you in February. It's just going to shoot it out and bring it, latch onto something in the future, and it's going to help bring you what you want, and it's going to help pave the way at the same time. So you got an amazing year of transitions and changes. The obstacles aren't so huge that you can't handle them, but you actually like a challenge and you like things to be a little bit different, and you would get bored if everything was quote-unquote normal. So this is a great kind of year for you to explore and expand in a whole different way, on a different realm even, because you're doing a lot of work on the other realms, and that's going to come and show in your personal work here.
Boy, that is a fantastic read that you just gave me, because it's all true. And so, I mean, every word of it, as the active listeners have been hearing about me, do I let go of this house? Do I keep it? am I going to move, am I not going to move, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just so many different things with my work, my writing, my art, family members, so many things that you touched on. I don't believe you left anything out.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's fabulous, and I so appreciate everything you shared and given me affirmations about, you know.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. I've never had any kind of reading as like that before.
The beauty of the name art, I call it general specific, meaning that it has a general tone so that anybody else can listen to us without really giving away your personal stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you, the person that's four, knows exactly all those areas that it goes to.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Isn't that crazy? That's what I love about.
It's fantastic. It's such a gift. It's such a pleasure to know you. So let me tell you, listening audience, that this is what's going on. That you're giving out readings and you will take some call-ins. Your name is Sharon. You're a friend of Kimberly Medicine Walkers. You are on www.bbsradio.com, station one. You will take call-ins and give out some readings, unique type readings. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. The toll-free number for USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. The direct line number is 530-876-3222. And the lines are now open. If anyone wants to give a call in, please do so. Okay, and is this the first way you learned that you started reading, or is this just
Oh, no.
your favorite way?
No, when I first started doing readings, I had a lot of my training online in England, no less. They had a chat room, and at that time I lived out in a rural community, 50 miles from anything that was new agey, and I was dealing with a slew of ghosts at my house and had no way of knowing what the heck to do with them. And so I started to get online and check out a chat room and took classes through this site. And along the way, I started to do the reads. And I was empathic. I'm extremely empathic. And so I would pick up the pains and the aches of the person, and that would cue me that was the person I was to read. And then my auditory, my hearing, was kind of what came in at the same time. And that was very strong. And then, as often happens when we go on our spiritual path, our abilities will shift and change. So they would take away the empath side of me, and they would, you know, give me some vision. And then they would take away the vision, and then they would expand on the hearing or whatever. So it's been a transformational aspect of my abilities as I've gone along. It's no longer just one way or the other. The name art. About 3 years ago, I was coming home from a holistic show I was doing. And my spirit guide said, "Tomorrow, Sharon, I want you to go get some markers and a sketch pad." And I'm laughing in my car because I am not artistic at all. I draw sick people very badly. And so I'm laughing, and they said, "No, we want you to do this." So the next day I go and I get the markers and the sketch pad, and I go, "Now what?" And I said, "Well, you know, write your name." And I said, "Okay, well, that's going to look pretty hokey because, you know, it's going to look like it's always looked." And they said, "No, we're going to show you how to draw the letters." And so as I do the letters, the images or the symbols would come through, and I call it connecting the dots. It's how one thing reminds you of something else that reminds you of something else. Okay, so case in point, in my own
phone call, we'll be right there. Go ahead, and then we'll catch this caller.
So, like in mine, if I see a river, the river would talk about emotions, and it would talk about things going down a river, and that it's going to take a period of time for things to heal. so that things are connected, and that's how you interpret the name art. So, and then the colors are correlate with the chakra colors and those meanings. I'll go ahead. I'll take the call.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Brenda, and I'm calling from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada.
Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Well, same.
Would you like Sherry to give you a reading?
Pardon me?
Would you like Sherry to give you a reading, or do you have any questions?
I would love Sharon to give me a reading.
Okay. Well, hi, Brenda.
Hello, but I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
Okay, well, we'll see if I can't speak up a little louder.
Thank you.
I'm getting, first of all, your guides are talking to mine, and they want you to know, number one, do not fear. Do not fear. Do not worry so much about what's coming in and what's going to happen. And they're talking about taking things one step at a time. Do not glump them all together. Take one day, one moment at a time. You have three other major people that you're concerned about. Is this true?
Do I have what?
Three major other people that you're concerned about.
Maybe a daughter.
Well, there's like three symbols here, and they strike me as like family or close friends of yours, somebody that you would consider like family. And I'm getting that they're all walking together on this path and that it's okay. I see that the material aspect is what you're worried about right now. And the looking ahead and the thing is that's coming through is that in February it will look better, that right now everything's being magnified and in the magnifying it makes it look bigger and worse than what it really is. And it's just about stepping back and looking at it from a different perspective. Okay, you're almost like too close to what's going on, that if you step back from it and you look at it from a different point of or a different person's point of view, you'll actually see what's going on clearer and better.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you better. I changed phones, too.
I'm sorry, what?
You sound a lot clearer.
Pardon me?
I didn't get that, Kathy.
I see she sounded, y'all are sounding a lot clearer for some reason.
That I'm sounding clearer or not clear?
More clearer.
I'm clear? Okay.
Yeah, y'all are both real clear.
Okay. So, and I'm getting that right now everything's, I want you to know that you're very protected because what I want to do with your name art is just draw a circle around it. In fact, I did. And it was to say you're totally protected during this time of transition and change. And just to keep, and this goes for the people that you're concerned about, that you're all protected and things will be okay. It's just that things seem bigger than what they really are right now. Is sometimes when we look at a magnifying glass, we see a sliver and it looks huge in our finger. In reality, it's a very small sliver. Does it irritate us? Yes. Does it cause pain? Yes. But the bottom line at the end of the day is it's not a big thing to extract or to take out. So you're given this time to look at things blown up so you can get to it and take care of things that are actually pretty easy to take care of. And then when you go to February, it's like you're going to be able to look at things a lot better. Things are a lot smaller, so all the big things that are going on with you right now, by February, they reduce considerably. Okay?
Okay.
That's great news.
So hang in there. Know you're protected. Stop worrying. You're fully protected, and take the smaller steps right now.
Okay?
Okay. Take care of the little things.
Thanks, Brenda, for calling. Do you have any more questions?
Well, I'm thinking about starting a bigger business. I have a business right now, but I'm thinking about increasing it. Is it a good time to do that?
Okay. And I'm going to go back to what I just told you. Look at those little things that are going on in your business that you want to have fixed. you know, that the things that irritate you or that things that you want to have done better, clear those away, and then you'll be able to make room for that expansion. But I would say still is looking at February before you do that, okay? Because it's about taking care of those little things.
Okay.
Kind of like cleaning closets. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Brenda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, that was really good input. I mean, I even listened to, like, putting it towards my life as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that oftentimes when we're listening to a radio station or we're in a chat room and somebody else is reading and we think, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. The reality is that we're in the room, and so therefore, if Spirit brought us to that room or to the radio station to listen or to be a part of it, then there is messages in those other readings that relate to us just as much as our own. So very much so.
You've got another call. Hello, caller.
Okay.
You're from there.
Hi, this is Nancy. How you doing?
Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Welcome to the show.
Pardon?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
Anytime. Do you have any questions?
Well, I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay. Well, Sharon will be glad to give you one.
Okay.
Absolutely. Nancy, I got to tell you that Christmas just comes out as like your joy. You have a Christmas tree that shows up in your name. Now, so that's really awesome. So if it's not your favorite time, then it says that something special is going to happen at Christmas or right around Christmas time, okay? So keep your heads up. I kind of see a nose, though, and so it feels like somebody's kind of nosing into your business. And so instead of getting on their case, so to speak, just kind of sidestep them, you know, just kind of gently put them off, and because they're getting into your stuff that you don't need to deal with. And what happens is that you end up feeling, because there's a cross here right underneath the nose. So what it says to me is like there's a sacrifice, like you always feel like you got to give up something, you know, to deal with this all the time. So just kind of gently turn it aside and just let it go. What I'm seeing is that you tend to do things in steps anyway, okay? So that's a cool thing. And there's a W in your name. Is there somebody that's a W in that's close to you that's important?
My husband's middle initial.
Okay. That's funny because there's like three letters here or three symbols, okay? The first one is an 8. And 8 from numerology talks about abundance. So number one, that's cool. That's awesome because that talks about money, but that's talking about so many other blessings that come into our life. And what the 8 question makes us question is, are we using our power correctly? Are we doing it right? Is the focus of what we're doing with what we've been blessed with appropriate? Okay, do we give it with the heart, or what do we do with it? And then the second one was the W, and then it kind of hooks, and there's a half a heart there, and it goes down into a flower. Now, the flower just has leaves in it. It doesn't have any petals on it yet, but it talks about things growing. So it talks about that there are 3 different stages that things will happen in, actually 4, because we don't have that flower yet, okay? So in next month, it's about the money, and it has a line through it, so it says you're going to need to, but it says you're going to handle the money fine, because there's an A in it. So it says you're going to handle the money fine. Don't worry about it. You've already kind of, you know, sewn up how things are going to get back together and back in shape for January. So you're not going to be like a lot of people who go into January going, how am I going to get the dollars to pay for this bill? I feel like that's already been taken care of. You've already discussed it, and this is what you're going to do, and you're getting an A-plus on it, okay?
Oh, good.
And then the W comes in, and half a heart. So, but it also has like the number 3, although it's backwards. It has like a backward 3. And so because the W has your husband's middle initial, it would say that he's in between a major decision. He's not sure if it's really what he was driving him. It's kind of to the heart of the matter. If you think about the middle, is the middle of our body is the heart. The middle of his name is between the first and last name. That does he stick with the family values? Does he do what he wants, or does he go with his heart? And what I get is to go with the heart. And that there's an action that he needs to take on this project, and it feels work-related, okay? So if you would pass that along to him.
Okay.
And then out of that, it goes right on down to the flower, or the leaves of the flower, which says that you'll see things blossom out of this, and it's at the later end of January. And so that as you go through January, you're stepping through really fast, okay? You're automatically going through, okay, the blessings have come in, I've been blessed. Okay, we got this heart situation, I know it's half kind of half-hearted, but let's take the action and let's see where it goes. Okay, something's starting to give here, it's looking good, I don't have all the fruits of it, and the fruits of this flower or the full fragrance or the smell of this flower won't come into existence till like February going into March, but it's going to be a wonderful process of unfolding, of seeing it grow and bloom. Okay, so that's kind of what you're looking at. That's what's coming in. The eight is not a huge eight, meaning that it's not like you're going to win the lottery. But it does feel like you have more than enough to deal with the tide of things that you're going through, and that it's blessings in many ways, just not the money. Okay?
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Nancy.
Oh, God bless both of you.
God bless you as well.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling. Hello?
Well, I'm still here. I think Nancy left.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that. And, Sharon?
Yes.
I just want to say that, You just are just really a special person. The way that you just can just feel it and just, it just flows so evenly and just with ease when you read, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just is so spiritually such a gift. I'm going to give out the calling numbers again. Well, we have another call. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted a reading.
And your name?
Arlene.
Arlene?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Arlene.
Can I have you spell that, please?
A-R-L-E-N-E.
Wait a minute. A-R-L-E-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me just a moment, Arlene.
Okay.
Arlene, you like things to flow really smooth, and that's good. That's good. Not everything always flows well, but it's really good. It kind of shows like things have been really tough lately because I see things going way down. And what I want to encourage you with today is that one of the first things I do was like at the top of the sailboat is a sail, okay, but it's been kind of rolled out there. But it's kind of like, you can pull it down any time to change the direction of the course, okay? But right now you have it rolled up and you're like, I'm trying to just walk uphill. I'm just trying to get where I need to go. And it's almost like these big old horses are trying to help lug you up. So you're not doing it on your own. You've got the horses and the horses, and I don't know all the animal totems, so if you want to check that out online or whatever, that would be great for you. But horses to me are like stubbornness and they're independent and they're just going to drive through, right? They're going to face, you know, they're just going to go. And so I get that kind of sense with you that the horses are leading you to where you need to go and they're helping you to carry the burdens that you have. And that even though you've got some challenges coming up, that you're going to find the strength to get there. Just remember to pull that sail down so you can change the direction. You don't have to do it uphill. You could do it down the river or up the river, although we're going against the grain and
you know, for you, it's about not going against the grain. It's about going with the grain so that you can flow easier and so things aren't so rough. I kind of think that you've done a lot of tough learning, and what I get, because, you know, I have these great spirit guides and angels who have given me the cast iron pan look, you know, like I'm going to hit you with a cast iron frying pan because you're not getting it, Sharon, because you're being stubborn again. And I kind of feel like you're like me. We've gone through those tough things, the tough lessons in life where, you know, it's like, okay, but this is the way I learned. So what I want you to remember instead is to, the next time you get a sponge or a washcloth and you're squeezing it, I want you to say, I would much rather be hit with this than a cast iron pan. And it's okay to have a softer lesson than what I've been getting. I don't need it so tough anymore. And as you say that, that sail can come down and it can actually pave the way and help you go faster and smoother down your course. Okay? So I want you to expect the unexpected, and I want you to expect that it will be smooth sailing and with soft touches of direction. Okay?
Okay. Arlene? You there? Arlene? Hello? Well, I guess we lost Arlene.
No,
oh,
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Did you have any other questions, Arlene, that you
no,
wanted to
that's
ask?
It, hon. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. You take care. Remember to pull down that sail, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Arlene.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. You're listening to the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. And tonight's guest that we have is it's just a joy to have Sharon with us. This is the first time that she's been on the show, and I'm going to give out the call-in numbers, though that we haven't had a chance to because we keep having callers, which is great. But the call-in numbers for those that have just tuned in is toll-free 877-876-5227. This is Station 1 on www.bbsradio.com. The Canada and USA number is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And she'll be able to give out more readings if you feel like it. Sherry?
Yes.
You feel like giving out more readings?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Was that a caller I just heard?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Well, hi.
What your name is?
Pardon me?
What is your name?
Vicki.
Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
Would you like a reading?
I would love one.
Okay, just a moment. I'm switching my pen because it's playing with me. And, you know how sometimes things are supposed to go just the way they're supposed to go? That puzzle piece is supposed to fit right in the slot, and for whatever reason, I mean, it looks like it's the right piece, it feels like the right piece, it has the right colors in it, but it just doesn't go.
Can you speak just a little bit louder? You don't have to repeat, but go ahead.
Okay, I will try and do that. So, Vicki, when I get to my pen messing up as I come to your name, it's to say that just because something looks like it and should fit, sometimes it takes a little bit more effort to get there. And, Vicki, your name comes out with, you have like a candelabra at the top of your name, and it comes down almost looking like a big plant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell that I like flowers, right? We're getting ready for the big snowstorm, and I'm looking forward to seeing green grass and flowers again already. But for you, I get also the phoenix rising. So it talks about a rebirth happening within you, and you're going to see that more in January. In fact, about the middle of January, you're going to feel like a definite change is hitting, and it's going to hit on many different fronts for you. It's not just going to be just in one area of your life. You're going to feel like it's hitting in all the areas of your life, and you're going to be going, what the heck happened? How did this get here? And I want you to know that it's for a reason, okay? Because by the end of the month, you will have gone through the majority of all those things. And when you get into February, you're going to be easing it. And by the time the flowers actually show, here in Michigan, it's like anywhere from March to April, you're going to find that things have settled down and that there's a sense of inner peace with you that you haven't had in a long time. Not on this level, okay? So to get there, it's about clearing away some things, facing some challenges. But these challenges help you to grow, and they help you to decide your course of action and what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. But that middle month of January is going to be the time for you to really cue into what is it you want, what is it you need, and what is it you desire. And actually for you, it's going to be a very clear process because you very much tackle things as they come in, and then you know what you need to put aside and what you need to address. You're good with the priorities, and you're going to be able to nail it, and you're going to be able to work through it. Okay, in your logical sequencing kind of way, you're going to be able to do that. So I don't see that being a problem for you at all. It's to let you know, heads up, that middle January is going to be a definitive time for you. But out of that time comes great rewards a few months from now. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peggy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call.
Hello?
We have about 8 minutes left, so we have a couple more callers that are able to call in.
Okay.
So, also, I heard through the grapevine that you take spiritual photographs.
I do.
Wow. So do I. I love that.
Ooh, so I have to swap email addresses.
Yeah, I'd love to see some of yours.
Oh, I would love to see some of yours.
Tell me about some of your photographs.
Well, let me tell you about a couple of them.
Okay.
One that I have on my desktop is one I took about a month ago. And it's on the side of the property where I live. And there's a watershed there. And I was taking a picture of the sun. I was told, take a picture of the sun. So I took a picture of the sun. Took several pictures. And in one of them is a picture of a heart. An orb that's a heart. And it's surrounded by a bigger orb. It's like included in this bigger orb. And around the sun is a green line. Well, I showed it to an art teacher, and she said, that green line is around the sun. It's called the Omega Sun, and usually it's like impossible to find it. Sailors usually take it when they're out on the water. It's the last drop of light that you see before the sun totally sets, and it's usually green. I got it around the sun out here. So that's that amazing picture, which is surreal. And then on my back deck, I have these huge orbs. They're like yellow, white, pink. I've had smaller ones that are violet and blue. Just gorgeous. And they're here every day. They've been here for, I think, a month and a half that I've been taking pictures.
Isn't that something? I can't
wait.
You've got a caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was hoping for some guidance on writing the book that I'm currently doing.
And your name is?
Althea.
Dorothea?
Althea.
Okay. Dorothea, I'm not supposed to do your name art on this. I'm just supposed to answer your question. Just saying you're very good with the details, but you're not always good about the compiling or the putting together. Does that make sense with you?
Yes.
Okay, and they're saying that there's a friend of yours nearby that you're close with and that you've talked with, but that actually has more of those kinds of skills. Now, they're not the expert that you're hoping for or need, but that they have a good critical eye, and they can assist you to apply through a lot of it. Because once somebody comes through and does, you know, is able to do that kind of aspect, you're able to come back through and fine-tune it even better. Okay, it's just that sometimes you get so overwhelmed with the process that it bogs you down creatively, and then you're tight, you know, it ties up your energy in other areas of your life.
And right. So what I'm hearing from you is that I need someone to come and basically help me put it together in a way that makes sense so that I can get the flow.
Correct. And
okay.
Then you can go back and, you know, not only critique it, but tighten it up after that. It's about somebody coming through and doing the bulk of it so you can come back and fine-tune.
I see. So they're going to help with direction on the book aspect of it, like how to write a book.
Well, the book aspect or how to write the book aspect is, you know, there's help. I'm getting really close nearby you. So, you know, check out for seminars and stuff going on in that respect. But I do see, like, a close friend of yours who has some, like, good ideas about how to put it together or how to get it clicking.
Got it. Is this going to be a channeled book or just something that I continue to work on?
No, I'm getting that predominantly it's channeled.
You know,
it feels like very little is you and a lot is channeled.
Oh, okay, good.
Do I feel like it's going to keep on going? Yeah, for a while. You're not, you know, I'm getting you're not close to done.
Yeah, no. This is the beginning stages, and I have a feeling that this beginning part is more me.
Yep.
And it hasn't fully come in, and it's just due diligence, you know, like sitting with it.
Right. And actually, if you will, they're bringing me to a style of writing that this woman did where the channeled essence would be in a different kind of font, or maybe it would be bold, and what you'd have to say would be lighter. But I do get almost like there are points in this book that you'll be intercepting or putting in your viewpoint or your aspect of it. And then it goes back into a channel. A lot of it's channeled, but there is specific areas that is about you and your take on it.
Right, because I think maybe like yourself, when you were telling the other caller, you know, you don't have to have it hard. You don't have to have a painful lesson. I'm that way about life. Don't make it hard.
Right, and this won't be hard. The hardest thing for you is going to be sitting down at the laptop and staying focused long enough to do it.
Is there a guide or somebody I can call on to really help me build that kind of stamina?
Well, I think you build up to it.
Okay, so it's just due diligence, sitting down, cranking it out, and, you know, making it happen.
Yeah, you're going to fall in love with this book, hon. You're just going to be, like, amazed after it gets up. And, you know, you got to get past, like, the first, you know, few chapters or whatever, and then you're just going to be engulfed, like, what's going on next?
Oh, I adore you for saying that because it's not very fun right now.
No, it's not supposed to be.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's about structure.
Oh.
It's about being flexible. And it's about allowing the creative process. And so you're trying to do creative stuff and you're being analytical about it. Just write the book and then you can go back and critique your aspect of it and leave the channeling part alone.
Got it. I so thank you for your time. Really, it's helped me a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, you're fine. Thank you.
Okay, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I was going to tell you, when I took some photographs, I had some green lines in mine, and when I had some heart surgery, I kept seeing white, and then I saw green. And I was awake during the heart surgery, and I looked it up just to see what it was because I had some people in conference while I was in the surgery, and I kept seeing those two particular people with the white lit candle and then green. And so I looked it up, and it was the sixth chakra, which was the clairvoyance visions.
Uh-huh.
And
the green represented wisdom from the spirit bridge of the self divine and the ability to see. Yeah, isn't this cool? The ability to see most people that have that bright shining ball that protects one, that draws the energy from that to the brain. And when mixing those chakras, clairvoyance increases and the pure essence of the center and the understanding of the different things that are considerably of the figures that are around that entity of the shiny green is from the higher realms.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That is so cool.
Yeah. I found that in an email before we were going to have the show to show Kimberly, and I just still had it pulled up on my computer. I'll have to email that to you to show, you know.
It, oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It was
that
just so cool. Yeah. We have like 3 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to wrap up before the show? I hope you come back.
I would love to come back.
I would love to have you. And I'd love to get to know you better. I mean, I feel like I know you through Kimberly, and, you know, any friend of hers is a friend of mine, and she just loves you to death. And you just seem like such a great person. I know you are, because, I mean, you just feel like it. Your energy is just so vibrant and alive. And what would you like to give as a message out there to the universe, if you could just say a few words?
I think that I would just like to tell them to keep the faith and keep the hope. Keep the hope alive. Love, love, love. Just, you know, let the judgments go. Let the fear go. And just walk into this year brave, knowing that you are right where you need to be and doing exactly what you need to do. And that if we walk in with no fear, then we are going to be able to handle whatever comes our way, because we have what I like to call the Verizon people behind us. Because we all have so many people behind us who want us to succeed. And all we have to remember to do is to ask for help.
And we receive. And courage is fear that says prayers.
There you go.
Yeah. And they just melt away from the fear that we grip so tight, that we've held so dear. If we just remember to say our courage and know that our courage is fear that said its prayers. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
And Sharon, it's just been a delight. And everybody that's the listening active audience, thank you for the call-ins. Thank you, everybody, and happy birthday, BBS and the twins. And we'll see you next week on Christmas Day. Have a great week. And remember what Christmas is all about. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.